This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Well, it's official. Michigan is a red state once again. What's up? This is Mark K. Saves the Republic. That wasn't a real instrument, by the way. That was just me mimicking, one of those trumpets that they use to make royal announcements. And I feel like I did a pretty bang up job. Well, what a great primary we had in Michigan. Let me give you the takeaways. Joe Biden's going to lose the election and Donald Trump's going to win. That's the main takeaway. I never want to feel overly optimistic. I like to be optimistic. I like to live in the future. I like to say, hey, I believe that everything's going to work out. I like to trust in the good Lord above. I like to believe that America is the best country in this entire world, always has been the best country in this entire world, and that we as Americans know what we need to do to keep it the greatest country this world has ever seen. And I think what we're starting to see now is the reaping of the seeds that have been sown for the last 4 years by conservatives all over the country. And Michigan is a big problem for Joe Biden. Joe Biden's waking up this morning. Wait a minute, let me see what time it is. Joe Biden may not be up this morning. It's not even 9 o'clock. Joe Biden may not be up this morning, but whenever they do, whenever the handlers wander in there, probably sometime around 11 o'clock or noon, and they start tapping the old bag of bones saying, Mr. President, and he goes, what? What time is it? And then they bring in a Jenny's ice cream cone to kind of lure him out of bed. Whenever that happens, he's going to realize that he's not going to realize because he's not as coherent as usual. But the people in his campaign staff, the people in his office, the people who have been tasked with getting Joe Biden reelected, the people behind the scenes who control Joe Biden, the Obamas and Susan Rice and George Soros and all of the other elitists on the left, and the Pelosi family and the Clintons, of course, let's not forget them or else they'll kill us. All of these people. Every single one of these people, they are looking at what happened in Michigan yesterday, and they're going, oh, balls. They're going, oh, balls. We are in trouble. And I'll tell you why. I'm pulling up the Michigan primary returns today. Let me share with you first. We'll start with Joe Biden. Because remember, there's two sides to each and every election. There's the Democrats and there's the Republicans. We may actually have a third party this time around. But yesterday in Michigan, man, you want to talk about bad news for Joe Biden. This is horrible news for Joe Biden. Joe Biden won Michigan with 81% of the vote. Now, let's take away Dean Phillips and Marianne Williamson for a minute, because they cumulatively got like 5% of the vote. Joe Biden should have gotten 93.6% of the vote. He should have been over 90% of the vote. Joe Biden is basically the incumbent. He's the only one with a name who's running. He should have come in and clearly destroyed everybody else. It should have been no contest. And I know what you're thinking. 81% of the vote seems like a good deal. Because the second most vote getter, or the second name on the list to get the most votes, was uncommitted. Uncommitted. This harkens back to the Nevada primary, where Nikki Haley lost to none of these candidates. Joe Biden came in first. He got his 618,000 votes. But uncommitted, get this, came in with 13% of the vote and 100,000 votes, almost 101,000 votes, which means that uncommitted voters, people who didn't want to support Joe Biden, because there's really no one else, Marianne Williamson, Dean Phillips, let's just take them out of the equation. These are people who went into the primary, took time out of their day, made it a point to go to the ballot box, made it a point to go to their polling location, made it a point to fill in their mail-in ballot or mail or vote early, whatever it is they did. And I don't know what you people in Michigan do, but whatever they did, they made sure to go and do it and vote for uncommitted. And they did that because they don't like Joe Biden. They don't like that Joe Biden is siding with Israel. They don't like that Joe Biden is playing both sides of the field. They don't like that Joe Biden takes money from Jewish people. They don't like that Joe Biden believes that Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli Defense Force are a legitimate fighting institution and that Israel is a legitimized country. They believe these protesters in Dearborn and the surrounding areas, all of these pro-Palestinian Arabs who've settled in the United States, who've settled in Michigan, the Rashida Tlaib voters, all those folks, they believe that Joe Biden is part of the onslaught of genocide against the Palestinians that the Israelis have been bringing on ever since they started leveling Gaza after Palestine, after a Palestinian-backed Hamas, after they infiltrated Israel and slaughtered 1,000 Jews mercilessly.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
So in Dearborn, Michigan, and other parts of Michigan, the Arab population, the pro-Palestinians, the anti-Israelis, they decided they were going to band together and punish Joe Biden for taking the wrong side in the Israeli conflict. And they voted uncommitted. Now, here's where it gets really bad. If Joe Biden, okay, received all of the uncommitted vote, if all of those people who typically would have voted for Joe Biden, and we know they voted for Joe Biden, these are folks, and we've seen them all over television, they voted Joe Biden in 2020, they helped Joe Biden get Michigan, they helped Joe Biden win the election, and then Joe Biden stabbed them in the back by not siding with the terrorists. So, it's an interesting political concept. I'm not saying these people are right. I'm not saying at all that supporting Israel after their attack, that supporting this Israeli state is not the right thing to do. I'm not saying I would side with Hamas or Hezbollah or the Houthis. I'm saying these people are doing that. And as a result, they feel betrayed by their president. They feel betrayed by Joe Biden. And this is Joe Biden's own fault. Joe Biden has done a couple of things. He, first of all, has helped stoke the rise of anti-Semitism in his own party. He has helped to stoke the rise of anti-Semitism in his own party. And that's why these people are now so emboldened. There's so many anti-Semitic Democrats, pro-Palestinian Democrats, anti-Israeli Democrats, and Joe Biden has just let the party embrace them and embolden them and bolster their claims that the Jews are genocidal maniacs who are trying to wipe the Arab population off of the earth. That's Joe Biden's fault. The other thing Joe Biden has done is he's also tried to continue to pretend to be friends with Israel, which he ain't. Obama hated Israel. Obama hated Netanyahu. Obama wanted a two-state system. Obama was like, you guys are I don't like the Jewish people at all. And Joe Biden is now, because he's Barack Obama 2.0, is continuing that foreign policy where we will stomach Israel, but we don't really like supporting them. And that has caused just more animosity between Jewish Democrats and Palestinian Democrats and Jewish Democrats and Joe Biden and Palestinian Democrats and Joe Biden. And we're starting to see that now. Keep in mind that if Joe Biden weren't the weakest president we've probably ever had, maybe since Buchanan, if Joe Biden weren't just a foreign policy nincompoop, if Joe Biden had a spine, a backbone, a plan, a thought in his head, if Joe Biden actually wanted to do something good for the country and the world and not just the Joe Biden clan, then he would have stopped this invasion from ever starting. He would have shown that there was strength. He would have been the kind of president like Donald Trump was that sent a message to the world that if you mess with us or if you mess with our allies, you will be wiped off the face of the earth. You will be General Soleimani'd, as I like to call it. You will be riding back from the airport and all of a sudden a drone will strike your car and you will be evaporated into dust. He sent a message to the Taliban in Afghanistan. Donald Trump went to the leader of the Taliban and said, I'd like you to take a look at this. And the leader of the Taliban said, this is a satellite image of my house with a target on it. Why do you have this? And Donald Trump said, because if one hair on one American soldier's head is hurt before we are fully withdrawn from Afghanistan, your house will be reduced to rubble. And the Taliban later said, okie doke. And no one was hurt until Joe Biden came along. And that's when the world went to hell. So because Joe Biden is weak, because he's a traitor to his nation, because he's two-faced, because he tries to play both sides of the equation, and because he's supported the rise of anti-Semitism in the Democrat Party and thus the United States of America, He has nobody but himself to blame for losing at 13% of the vote in Michigan to uncommitted pro-Palestinian protest voters. I'm shocked it wasn't more. But that's not even the worst thing. That ain't even the worst thing. Let's take a look now at Donald Trump in the primary. Donald Trump in the Michigan primary had a fantastic showing. Donald Trump got 68.2% of the votes. Now I know what you might be thinking. Wait a minute. Donald Trump got 68.2% of the vote? This was supposed to be, wait a minute. That, how does Joe Biden got 81% of the vote? That's like almost 20 percentage points more than Donald Trump. I'll tell you why it's great. Because while Joe Biden may have gotten 81% of the vote, he only got 700,000 votes. Donald Trump, however, got Joe Biden got 600,000 votes. 600,000 votes. Donald Trump by himself got 756,161 votes. And he gained 9 delegates. Donald Trump in the state of Michigan got 750,000 votes. Joe Biden got 600,000. Now, if you add on the 101,000 uncommitted voters, let's say that the pro-Palestinian faction in Michigan goes, you know what? Fine. Joe Biden's Joe Biden and he sucks and we hate him and he's a genocidal maniac and he sides with the Jews, but at least he's not Donald Trump. Let's say that happens. And Joe Biden manages to get back all 101,000 of those votes. He still doesn't beat Donald Trump. Donald Trump's still ahead by 40,000 votes. 600,000 votes and 101,000 votes is 701,000 votes. Donald Trump got 756,000 by himself. Now, let's look at Nikki Haley, who got almost 300,000 votes. I don't know who these crazy maniacs are wasting their votes on Nikki Haley, but they're out there. And the Pick Nikki folks handed another 300,000 votes to the Republicans. Now, in the general election in November, you ain't going to be able to pick Nikki. Pick Nikki ain't going to be an option. You're going to have two picks. You'll have three. Well, you'll probably have like six. But let's be honest. You're going to have Donald Trump. You're going to have Joe Biden. Maybe RFK. And that's it. Pick Nikki ain't going to be an option. And those Pick Nikki voters, all 300,000 of them, they may not vote for Donald Trump, but they ain't voting for Joe Biden. And they may not vote for Donald Trump, but some of them will. When you only have one option left and it's Donald Trump, you're going to throw some more votes at him. Ron DeSantis got 13,000 votes. They're going to go back to Donald Trump. Uncommitted got 33,000 votes. That could be more votes to Donald Trump's campaign. Donald Trump has nowhere to go but up. Joe Biden basically is maxed out at 700,000. And if he gets that 100,000 votes from the uncommitted, he's still way behind Donald Trump. When you look at how these people voted yesterday, Michigan is a red state. Now, yes, there are Democrats who just decided not to vote because they figured, why would I vote when there's only one real candidate on the ballot anyway? But there's not enough of those people who are inspired by, listen, if you're not inspired enough by Joe Biden to go out and vote for him in the primary, then you're not inspired enough to go out and vote for him in the general election. And Donald Trump got 750,000 people to go out and vote for him in the primary. Nikki Haley, who doesn't have a bat crap chance in HE double hockey sticks of becoming president, got half of the people that Joe Biden got. Think about it that way. Joe Biden, who will likely be the candidate for president, got 600,000 votes. Nikki Haley, who will never be president of the United States, got half of what Joe Biden got. There are alarm bells going off at the White House today. It is a 4-alarm. Is that the best one? What's the worst fire? 5-alarm? There's a multi-alarm fire. Hang on. 4. Worst fire. 4 or 5. I'm just doing my research as I. Is 5-alarm fire the worst? Yeah. There is a 5-alarm fire going off at the White House this morning. There is a 5-alarm fire going off at Joe Biden's campaign because Joe Biden came out of Michigan, a state where the UAW, the United Auto Workers, came out a lot later than anyone thought they would, came out in support of Joe Biden. The United Auto Workers said, we solemnly swear to protect Joe Biden and make sure that he thinks that we're going to vote for him so we can get more fat contracts. That's what the UAW said, but the workers, the people on the assembly line, the members of the union said, screw that. We don't want Joe Biden putting us out of business by forcing us to build electric vehicles that nobody wants. We don't want Joe Biden coming in here and mandating what we can and cannot do with our companies. We don't want Joe Biden coming in here with his massive, with his anti-fuel economy, with his energy policies that are destroying the United States of America's energy industry, not to mention the auto industry. We don't want these high prices. We don't want to pay $9 for eggs or $11 for a bag of carrots, as Matt Gaetz claims he's, I don't know where Matt Gaetz is shopping, but he's not, $11 for a bag of carrots seems extreme. He must be getting organic. Matt Gaetz seems like the kind of guy that would eat organic carrots. But the fact of the matter is that these people in Michigan have revolted against Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. They are pro-Trump. They are conservative, and they want to make America great again. And it is a big, huge deal, because there's only a handful of states that are going to win this for whoever wins it. Georgia has to go red if Donald Trump's going to win it. Nevada, Arizona. Those are three states that are pretty much must wins. But the must wins, the states that are really going to decide who's going to be the next president of the United States, are the Rust Belt states: Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And based on what happened in Michigan yesterday, Donald Trump can firmly put that state in his column. Listen, we got a lot going on today. We got a lot more to break this down. We're going to break this down all again and go in depth on the Mark Kaye Show today at 12 Eastern, 11 Central. I'll get that right one day. On any of our Patriot Radio Network radio stations, if you want to stream us online, man, do it. You can watch us live online. It's always a fun time. Plus, we're going to be taking your phone calls and open mic messages. Again, If you want to join our American Conservative Entrepreneur Society, we've got some really big things planned. I'm really excited about it. And kicking off this Friday, we have we're marching toward 50 members. That's our goal, 50 members in the month of March. And there's a couple reasons why you should join now before that rush comes. Because on Friday, we're going to have, like I said, our very last pre-March Q&A. It's going to be March, but it's going to be early, so whatever. And it'll be our very last intimate gathering. If you really want to get in there and get some questions answered and get to know people and have us go in depth, that's your best opportunity. Because we're at 15 members right now. If we're at 50, it's a lot more crowded, but there's a lot. I mean, crowded is good because there's a lot of opportunity for you to get information and make connections and make friends and clients and customers and all that kind of stuff. But you want to experience it at this level. So go to You Are an Ace. You are an ace, YOUAREAN ace, youareanace.com, and join us today. It's $99 a month. It's well worth it. Anybody who's a member will tell you it's well worth it. You get a free hat if you're one of the first 100 members, and then you can join us on Friday for the first Q&A. You can immediately dive in and start taking advantage of all of the different modules and lessons and videos and things we've all already done prior. We're adding a couple of other things too to the mix that I'm excited about, and I'll tell you about those as we add them. But youareanace.com. It's a great way if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a business person, if you're in sales, if you're like, I need to make more money to support my family because Bidenomics is crushing me. If you're like, I have dreams and visions and I want to achieve them as quickly as possible. If you want to live, if you want to live a fantastic lifestyle, no matter who's president, if you want to thrive and really realize that American dream and not just pursue happiness, but catch the bastard, then this is the place for you, because you're with a lot of like-minded conservatives who won't get triggered by anything you say, aren't woke. There's no DE&I policy in our ACES community. You can come in, you can say, do, think, act, pray the way you want, and you can make a lot of money with a lot of like-minded folks. Youareanace.com. Youareanace.com. Join us today. Keep listening to this podcast. Download it, share it. We're going to be back every single day. Good news, folks. The hard work is paying off. All of this information that we're bringing, all of the hope, all of the prayers, all of the yelling and screaming and trying to convince people that we're right, they're wrong, all of that is paying off. And we saw it yesterday in Michigan. And next week is Super Tuesday. We're going to see it across the country. And we're going to see a shift. We're going to see a change. We're going to see that in November, we will save the Republic.